Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, April the 1st. We have a regular closing today, but the markets will be closed tomorrow for Good Friday. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices, May corn up 12 cents, 576. December corn up 14 and a quarter cents at 492 and a quarter. May wheat down 2 1/4 cents at 615 and three quarters. May beans steady, 1436. That was 20 cents off the highs. But November beans were up 17 and a quarter at 1273 and a half. Exports this morning were really pretty light. Wheat 250, corn 797 compared to where it's been, very light number. Beans 105, just terrible. So, yes, we've got a production issue with these lower acres out here. First of all, nobody believes the lower acres are going to stand. We're going to add at least 2 million acres, maybe 3 million, I think, when it's all said and done. But these are the numbers we've got right now, and you've got to work with them. But certainly the numbers imply that we've got to have a minimum of a trend line yield this year in order to get some very, very tight carryouts out there. But on the other hand, demand is waning, and that certainly will have an impact on the carryouts as well. So it's a little bit of a mixed bag, but certainly the big question is, with the expanded position limits available to the funds, are they going to want to really ramp this thing up? And we'll have to see what they do here, but certainly they're long probably 400,000 corn as of today. It's a pretty big position if anything goes wrong. So we'll have to see whether they want to extend it even more out here. The bean oil was down overnight, down 22 ticks. We're still 5 cents away from contract highs in the bean oil. The meal was down just 20 cents. We closed at 423, so it's been about a $30 rally in the meal market. The dollar is just a little bit lower, 17 ticks lower, but the crude's up $1.50 a barrel out here. So, you know, it's, when it's all said and done, we'll get the carryouts next month, and we'll see what, for the April supply and demand report. But they've got to show very, very tight stocks, particularly for next year, which was why the old crop is gaining on the new crop. Why the new crop is gaining on the old crop out here. And we'll probably continue to do so. We just don't have a lot of demand. But the higher the new crop gets, there's more impetus for Brazil to plant more, Argentina to plant more. And if they have good crops and they finally have a decent growing year, you know, we can be right back in the soup again, and without demand. So we'll have to see what happens out here, but certainly the impetus is to the higher side out here. If you've got grain sold, you might want to look back at buying some call options to keep the upside open, because if there is a summer drought, you know, we're looking at $7-$8 corn. We're looking at $17-$18 beans, in my opinion. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.